Welcome to The Leadership Line, a podcast that covers everyday work issues from dealing with jerks at work to feeling burnt out. Tammy and Scott's experience, along with their different perspectives, help listeners grow, examine realistic options and alternatives, and identify those actionable solutions to the tough issues we face every day at work. What is the difference between transparency and translucency?
Oh.
Scott, you actually had this conversation with a client just the other day.
I did. Yes. It takes me back. It takes me back to, my chemistry days.
Oh, I thought you were just talking about the conversation.
It was a conversation. Yeah. Well, these are physical attributes of a liquid or a solid or, you know, whatever that is. And
okay, Mr. Scientist.
Well, it is. And now I'm remembering organic chemistry and you know, when you described a liquid, right? And if you think Sprite,
yes,
people would say Sprite is clear. And it is clear. It's also colorless. And those are two different physical properties. So just think about that for a second.
Okay. I'm sure people want to know this, Scott. Okay. But what the heck does any of this have to do with business and leadership and the stuff that we talk about here?
Oh, we're doing that podcast? Shit. Oh,
hold on. Did you think that you were on, you know, like the science guy or something?
Yeah, I thought I was talking with Bill Nye. Yeah.
Exactly. No, like, get your head on straight. This is
okay.
Line, yeah. Hold, so we're talking on. About leadership.
Hold on, Mrs. Cooper.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. So the conversation with the client was this piece of the CEO was talking about, yes, we need to be transparent in our communication, transparent. And what really caught my attention was, I think sometimes leaders think, well, that means I need to share everything if I'm going to be transparent.
And I actually think that's not just leaders. I mean, Scott, people use this word. I did 3 interviews today. And all 3 of the people that I interviewed, that was like, I want to work for a company that's transparent. Mm-hmm. And it's like, here is this like really hip word. And I think honestly, frontline all the way to executive thinks that what I have to do is I have to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I have to reveal everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I agree. I think there. And what caught my attention was, really, I think what we're talking about is being translucent. Translucent is I can see through it, but it is not completely open. It's kind of like, oh, I've put, when you put it on your car, what do you call that? On your windows, you tint it like. It's a tinted window. A tinted window is translucent. I can see through it, but I can't see through it 100%. And I think what, you know, this idea is if we are more about translucency, that we are going to give people the information they need when they need it, that is a better approach than this, you have to be 100% transparent.
Okay, Scott, but that really goes against the grain of what people are asking for, right? Because I have to tell you, for years and years and years, organizations, whether they were governmental organizations, nonprofit organizations, for-profit organizations, I mean, we did not share full information. Mm-hmm. And I think that people have gotten to the place where they don't trust our institutions. And they're saying, hey, unless you are willing to give me the whole story, I don't trust you.
Yeah.
So this piece, I hear what you're saying. You're suggesting that maybe we don't have to share everything, okay? Or maybe not share everything all at once over time, maybe those other things, all right? But in that space, like, why? Why are you suggesting?
Because
that's what people are saying they need and want and desire.
And I think they're full of crap.
Okay, good. So now context around that. I'm glad that you've labeled it.
Yeah.
So provide a little context.
It's two reasons. Okay. One is, I think the obvious, do people really want transparency? Hey, does this dress make me look fat? You really want me to be transparent?
It's not where I thought you were going to take that, but okay.
Okay, right? So there's these pieces that, I'm sorry, we're not transparent with each other. Mm-hmm. The second piece is, well, wait a minute. You're holding me to a standard because of your experience over there, and you're assuming negative intent. And that's a bit unfair. And the third piece is, there is a time and a place to share information. I'm not by any means saying we don't share information. What does that individual need it for? How is it going to further their effectiveness? How is it going to make them? And honestly, where I always think about is the movie with Sandra Bullock and McCarthy.
The one in Alaska?
The Heat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's like we're all guessing. What is the movie reference?
Yeah. Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock in the movie The Heat. Thank you, Isabel. And there's a scene in there where, McCarthy is the beat cop and Sandra Bullock is the FBI agent. And the beat cop says, well, I need to know and wanted to be able to look at this FBI file. Bullock says something like, you may want to know, but you don't need to know. And it's not your role to know.
You know,
because really you want and I just think of all these scenarios that there is almost a double standard. I want transparency. Okay. If you get fired, do you want me to run out to the organization and say, hey, this person did this and that's why we fired them?
Of course they don't want that. And I hear what you're saying, and I happen to agree, and I'm just going to put it in another context.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a married couple has kids and they're struggling, right? Do you actually sit down with the kids and say, hey, mommy and daddy are struggling and we're not actually sure whether or not we're going to stay married, and we're kind of working through that. And, you know, we'll let you know as we work through it. Okay.
Are we supposed to be transparent?
Well, and that's really in that space. And yet we all know that you shouldn't take the responsibility of the adults and the parents and push it down to people who don't have that responsibility, i.e. the kids. And that's true whether those kids are 13, 8, or 2, okay? And in that particular space, I think we have to really recognize that we do have, as a leader, the responsibility to keep our people safe. And I'm not saying that they're two-year-olds. What I am saying is many of our staff do not have the responsibility. Therefore, they don't need the weight of some of these executive conversations and decisions. And it's not that I want to keep secrets. It's that I truly don't want to burden them. And in that space, right, sometimes they're so like, hey, we don't know if we can make payroll. Okay. Why would I put that burden on my staff? Right. We don't know if we're going to get this contract. And if we don't get this contract, we're going to have to lay off 10% of our staff. We are unsure of whether or not we can meet the commitment that we made to a client. These are all things that, in all honesty, we don't need to take that weight and put it on individuals who don't have the responsibility nor access to the information to help us, or access to kind of that understanding, that broader perspective, to be able to help us make good decisions. And I think sometimes we just make the mistake because we use the wrong word, transparent, and then we define it as the whole truth, nothing left out, absolutely every penny accounted for, every decision point explained. We misinterpret. We think it's everything, when in reality is there's some stuff that should be behind the curtain, things that individuals with that responsibility know and carry, and they don't need to pass that burden on to others. And when I say it that way, what do you think?
Yeah, when I hear it, that, I mean, it is what I'm same that I'm saying. I think then the question I come to is, okay, how do leaders decide what to share and not to share?
To me, that's the piece. There's also another question that I also want to talk about before we go too far. And it's not only what do we share, what is the line, where is that, but how do we also explain this concept? Because reality is it's such a popular point of view. And this, you know, translucent versus transparent, I think that makes sense. But they also, we got to make sure we're not doing it to be evasive, and we're not doing it to keep them out of the know. And yet I don't want to insult anybody when I say, hey, it's just not your responsibility, which is what Sandra Bullock was saying in the movie. Mm-hmm. It's my responsibility. It's not yours. It's my weight to carry. It's not yours. And I don't know how to explain that to frontline staff without it being insultive.
Mm-hmm. Or come off, or have someone have the perception that they're not trusted.
Yeah. And it really, for me, it's not about that. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's tough being at the top of the organization. It looks easy. It's like everybody, they get to do whatever they want. They get to make all the calls. But the weight of executive, the burden, you know, of being an executive and making those decisions and recognizing that their decisions impacts, if you have 100 people in the organization, mm-hmm. 100 families, their ability to pay their mortgage and go on vacations and send their kids to college. I mean, these decisions are not decisions for the faint of heart. They are decisions that change the course of life for a whole lot of people.
When I think, how do you explain this concept? The family example, I think, is a good one. I think there's another piece, right? There's a reality that even with our spouses and in the best of relationships, I don't know, I haven't met anyone who is completely transparent.
There are some things Michael does not need to know.
Right. And again, some people would jump to a conclusion. Oh my gosh, you're doing that terrible. No, it's just some of it is, it just doesn't come up in conversation. So we don't talk about it, or we don't think to share, and we're not withholding.
But some of it, let's say, you know, like there are times when Michael will do something and the things that go through my head, saying that doesn't do anybody any good.
Totally.
Okay. It would be reactive on my part. Okay. And yes, it lets off steam for me. But then all I've done is taken those words and those ideas and put it into his head. And honestly, that's not how I feel 99.9% of the time. Yeah. But right this second, it is. Yeah. And that's the kind of stuff that I don't need to share. I don't need to share everything, okay? Because it can be damaging to the relationship, short-term and long-term. And once words are said and actions are seen, they're not undone.
Yeah. And I think it's, there's also this piece of, you could also play the let's define transparency. What does that really mean? Let's talk about it with a coworker, right? Where are you transparent? You share, and what do you not share? Because that's really, it's really level setting the that definition. And then you could go into, okay, with your leader, what does that mean? Because here's the thing. Do all employees share up?
No, we, and that's, well, again, and I, the dichotomy of that and the hypocrisy about that always cracks me. It's right. Like, do you really tell your boss everything?
It's kind of like, you know, I had a really nice one-on-one with one of our interns this week. And I said, what have you learned? And they shared, you know, here's the things they learned. What do you like about it? And all of it. And I said, well, what would you change? Everything was perfect.
Of course, because you and I are perfect. Other than we're not, right?
Yeah, right. And it's like, and hey, here's the thing. Do I think they were telling the truth? I do. Now, I could be jaded and be like, oh, they're holding back and they're not being transparent. And right.
But again, Scott, let's just tell the truth. There's certain things that you should not tell your spouse. There's certain things you should tell your parents. There's certain things you should not tell your bosses. If you think your boss is being an ass right now, I actually suggest that you should keep your mouth shut. And is your boss an ass sometimes? Of course he or she is. We all are. Okay. And so there are just times when it's just wise to not share. Okay. And I actually like, Scott, your idea of sitting down and having a conversation about, let's talk about this word transparent and let's talk about where we can be and where we won't be.
Yeah.
Let's set the boundaries. Okay. And I think it's like any value, right? Whether that value is honesty or that value is being ethical or that value is putting the customer first. Those words, we think we know what they mean, but we really oftentimes have different definitions.
Right.
And this word transparency has just been thrown around so much. The people that I'm interviewing, right, they are saying things like, I want transparency. And what they're saying is, I want to know that you're going to share the financials with me. I want to know that you are going to share with me whether the company is doing well or not. I want to know if you're going to share with me the turnover data and why people are leaving. And I understand why they want to know those pieces of information, right? Because you want to make a good decision about the longevity of the organization that you might say yes to. And as an organization, are those things that we are willing to share? Or if we shared those things, would that not be healthy for the organization? And I think executive leadership needs to have that conversation and then talk to people about those boundaries.
And that wraps up this week's episode of The Leadership Line. As always, feel free to reach out to us in the emails provided in this podcast description box, and be sure to check out our upcoming episodes always announced on LinkedIn. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.